For many adults, the thought of talking in front of a crowd is terrifying. Well, the Peach Blossom Festival at Fresno State helps thousands of elementary school students each year tackle this fear early on by performing and interpreting poems and stories to an audience. Valley Public Radio's Alice Daniel has this audio postcard from a classroom in Dinuba prepping for the festival. It takes place Thursday and Friday.
It was 1976 when Greg Olson first stepped inside his classroom at Lincoln Elementary School in Dinuba. But before he became a teacher,
there's this couple in Reedley, the Olferts, and they started this singing group, and I joined them. And they had us go out and we toured all over Canada and California, and they had us in front of audiences and singing and sharing, and it became, performing became easy. And teachers, you know, you got to perform a little bit.
All that performing, it did something for him, gave him confidence, something he wants to pass on to his students.
Like you did earlier, where you're really making it big. And you're going to say...
our full names. Well, I say mine and then he says
no. I'll say mine.
Maybe introduce both of you and say we're going to do Swami Garam, okay? Right. And then we'll just start like you always do. There you go.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Andrew Barajas, and this is my partner,
Aaron Martinez.
And we will be performing for you Swami Garami.
That's why every year, Olson brings as many of his sixth graders as possible to the Peach Blossom Festival.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Swami, and this is my partner, Garami.
Thank you, Swami. Our powers are vast. We've mastered the craft of predicting the past.
We need but seconds for reflection and know exactly what happened a second ago.
My partner, Swami, will now make his first prediction.
As you can hear, they put their own spin on it.
Okay. Every time I climb a tree, we're going to do just small, short things. Every time I climb a tree quickly. So ready? Right here.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Elizabeth Tapia. And you know what? Every time I climb a tree, I mean every time, every single time I climb a tree, I scrape my leg or skin my knee. And every time I climb a tree, I find some ants and dodge 1 million bees, then get the ants all over me every time I climb a tree.
Olson's students practice for weeks, even going from classroom to classroom to perform for other kids.
Though climbing might be good for ants, it awfully isn't good for pants. But climbing is still good for me every time I climb a tree.
Hurry.
The north wall of Olson's sixth grade classroom is plastered with posters that show the eight parts of speech. He's got a song for each one to help the students learn. And on the back wall, there's a class photo from every one of his 43 years here. Rows upon rows of kids with toothy grins or sheepish smiles. And each one of those kids in each one of those classes has had a chance to do this.
Give me a little more volume because you're at a baseball game, the biggest game ever, and you got to act like it's the biggest thing ever. Ready?
My name is Joshua Gomez, and I am doing Casey at bat. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Joshua Gomez, your play-by-play announcer, and I'd love to give a huge thanks to our sponsor, Brian, for helping make this broadcast possible. If you have just tuned in, we're at the end of one of the most unbelievable games I've ever experienced, and here's what happened just up until now. The Mudville Nine and the Timberwolves have been battling this game for 2 hours straight. The score stands at 4-6 with the Timberwolves leading, and the Mudville Nine now to bat. Here's what happened so far. Two of the Mudville.
In his 4 decades of teaching, Olson has never missed a festival.
What, that ball must have sailed out of the stadium! It's nowhere to be seen! What a hit! What a hit! Wait, the umpire just yelled strike three! Is he kidding? He must be out of his mind!
Sometimes former students will reach out to him to tell him what the festival meant. One student said it gave her courage.
It was just very life-changing for her. That's why I don't want to stop doing this.
Olson has lived in Dinuba all of his life.
My great-great-grandfather was one of the first settlers of Dinuba, Ollie Skeen Wilson. Now, they named the Wilson School after him. Not everybody knows that, but that's the case, so...
A school in town named after his great-great-grandfather. Not a bad family legacy for a man whose work is in the classroom. Ole produced oranges. Greg Olson produces performers.
Wait, what's that in the catcher's mitt? No, it can't be. It can't be. Well, somewhere in this favorite land, the sun is shining bright. And somewhere, the band is playing. And somewhere, hearts are light. And somewhere, oh, somewhere, men and women are laughing. And somewhere, children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville, for the mighty Casey has struck out. What a game, what a night. This is Joshua Gomez, and good night from Mudville Stadium.
For Valley Public Radio, I'm Alice Daniel.